We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in once again to 91.5 FM WMIE, today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and this is a week that is going to be extremely busy for us, and lots of festivities. That beautiful voice you hear at the beginning and ending of the program, that's the voice of my daughter, and this is the week that she is going to be getting married, and so we are excited about the growth opportunities that God has for her. They're going to be relocating out of the area, and he's a youth pastor, and so she's already got ministry opportunities lined up in the new church that they will be serving in. So it's going to be a busy week, family coming in, and all sorts of activities. And so if you wouldn't mind saying a prayer for her. I tell people that, hey, if you can survive the wedding planning, you know, there's a really good chance that your marriage is going to survive, because there's so much stress and all that sort of stuff, and everything ends up going wonderfully. If you know, when my other daughter got married, I went to give her a kiss on the cheek before I switched roles and went up and conducted the ceremony, and the wind would not let her veil come up. So everybody had a great chuckle about that. It was really, really cold on that day. So we are praying for, good weather for the festivities this weekend. And so if you wouldn't mind saying a prayer for her, for us, that would be greatly appreciated. Hey, I want to tell you about the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. 321-759-3284. We've been living in Brevard County since 1989. And one thing I know is, even though it's the 1st of March right now, it is only a couple of months away from intense heat, 3 months away from hurricane season, and you want your air conditioning to be up and running. So if you are having problems in those areas, give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. We also have those seasons where we need to turn the heat on, not as often in Florida as some other places, but when that ice storm came through Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas and all that sort of stuff, there was a tremendous power outage and people weren't able to heat their homes and stuff like that. We don't generally have those sorts of intense problems, but you know what? If you need to turn your heat on and your heat's not working, the problem is still the same. You need somebody to come and fix your heater. So, you know, if you like to keep your house just this side of 100 degrees and it's only 80 outside, you might want to turn your heat on. I use that gift of hyperbole that I've got there to just make the point. If your heater is not working, please call the folks at Creative AC Solutions. Let them come out and take a look at it. See if they can get you warm and toasty if you are not warm and toasty. If you need it to be cool, they can come and get you fixed up. And that would be a major blessing to you. So today we are going to go back to the book of Psalms. Back to the book of Psalms. This is going to be a Psalm of David. And we are going to read the first five verses today. And it says this: "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me, he shall set me high upon a rock. We're talking about what is it exactly that we are supposed to seek. So we started talking about that we are supposed to seek the Lord. We're supposed to seek him. We're also supposed to seek his strength. We talked about that in Psalm 105 and 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Here it says in verse number 1, the Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When you have spiritual strength, you find that fear loses its grip on you. Okay? And so I want to just kind of give you a little metric to evaluate where you are in seeking the Lord and seeking his strength, and that is, to what degree does fear have a hold on your life? How much influence does fear have? Is it a paralyzing fear? Is it an occasional fear? Or have you grown to the point that when you are standing face-to-face with a spiritual foe, that you submit to God, resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you? Okay? When you're standing there in the strength of God, you're not overwhelmed by numbers. You're not overwhelmed by circumstances. You stand in the confidence of who God is. It says, when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. What was the thing that he was talking about? What was the one thing that he said, I'm going to stand in the confidence of this, and it's going to make all of the difference? On Friday's program, we talked about how important it is to seek the place where God wants you to worship. Now, we thank God that there are a lot of Bible-preaching churches, but God has one that he has selected for you that's going to be able to help you to grow and thrive spiritually. We would like for that to be Merit Assembly of God. We would love for you to come and be a part of Merit Assembly of God. David said, one thing I have desired, the reason that I can go against my enemies in confidence, is I've asked one thing from the Lord, and that is what I'm going to seek. He had this ability to focus on the one thing that he considered to be the most important element in his life, and that was this, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, I've known a number of people through the years, a large number of people have come and gone through Merit Assembly of God, and through the years, I've had some people who, when you begin to talk to them, you hear that they have a track record. I was at this church for a little while. I was at this church for a little while. I was at this church for a little while. And when you see that, when this was training I received in business, was that when you see that track record, if you were looking to hire a person, you can rest assured, well, they're going to be with you just about that period of time. And those people end up cycling through because they are looking for something flawed about a body of believers that they say, you know what, if I go find this other body of believers, they're not going to have that flaw in them. Well, they might not have that flaw, but they're going to have other flaws because everybody that you encounter has flaws in their life. And they were just constantly looking for the next thing, the next place to go. And that wasn't the mindset of David. David had the mindset, I just want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You got to understand, David was a warrior. He had been brought from the sheep fields. He became Saul's son-in-law. He became king after Saul's son had reigned in part of the kingdom, and David had reigned in part of the kingdom, and David ended up ascending to the throne. He was no stranger to the battlefield. He was no stranger to facing giants. He was no stranger to hearing from God or any of that sort of stuff. And he said, the one thing that I desire more than anything. David, if you look in his resources, he was extremely wealthy. So the one thing he was seeking wasn't a lot of wealth, even though he had it. It wasn't an abundance of wives. He had those as well. He said, there's one thing that I ask, and it's what gives me confidence. And that is that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. All the days of my life. Okay? Now, I want to take that, and I want to tell you that the Bible says that we are not supposed to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, even as the manner of some is, and even more so as the day of the Lord approaches. Okay? So there is a value. God has taught us in his word that there is a spiritual value to gathering together with believers. I have said for a long time, I've told you here on this program, I do not see how people live without having a church family that they can gather around together, and they can be there for one another. Okay? It is a very important role. Okay? And so the greatest thing about being in the house is that it's the house of the Lord. And so we need to recognize now there is the physical structure which we come together and we meet in, but the church in itself is really the body of believers that comes together. The scripture also indicates that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so we need to thrive in those places. And David said, look, if I had my druthers, this is where I would prefer to be. And you know, when David got into trouble was when he got outside of that place where he was desperate for the presence of God more than anything else. And I will tell you this, if we ever set this one thing aside, we will make ourselves vulnerable to the temptations of the enemy that could have serious consequences to how much time we actually spend in the house of the Lord. Solomon built a glorious, glorious temple. He also built a bunch of other temples to idols throughout the land, idols that belonged to his wives. He didn't go into the house of the Lord as frequently as he should have. He didn't. I don't know that he wrote the copy of the Torah by hand the way that Moses had mandated that he would, because he ended up violating a lot of the principles that God had put in place that kings were not supposed to do. And it ended up having a horrible impact on the kingdom, or on the house of God in the kingdom of Israel. Okay. I wish that I had the ability to persuade you today of just how wonderful it is to be in a fellowship of believers. We were talking a couple of weeks ago in our Wednesday night service about Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. And the psalm concludes with, "For there I have commanded blessing, even life evermore." That's a place I want to be. John on the Isle of Patmos, he sees the dynamic activity that is taking place around the throne room of heaven. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to leave that place. I've told people, look, I believe in that God will raise people from the dead, but if I die, don't raise me up. I want to be in the presence of Jesus more than anything. But it's, you know, appointed unto man once to die, and it's not me making that appointment. God's the one that makes that appointment. Until then, we have a purpose to do, and we need to be in the house of the Lord so that when we go out to fulfill our purpose, we do so anointed by the Spirit of the living God. Okay? It's not just that he would dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. Okay? So let me just say this. Don't deprive yourself. Don't procrastinate. Start today. Start today. Okay? The second thing is to behold the beauty of the Lord. What if I told you that the Bible said, "Taste and see that the Lord is good"? Well, it does say that, by the way, but that contradicts the message that the world has to offer, that God is just trying to deprive you of having any sort of fun in life, that he's just, you know, got all this list of rules of do's and don'ts and all that sort of stuff, and he's just trying to control you and suck all the life out of you. No, God has put those things in place to impart abundant life to you. But here's the thing. There's a scripture that says, "To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the pure, you show yourself pure. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. But to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd." And I remember God showing me in that verse that the type of person that we are positions us for the type of revelation that we can receive from God. So if we want to see that the Lord is beautiful, by the way, he's described by being beautiful in holiness, the beauty of holiness. Holiness is another one of those things that has gotten a horrible rap. Horrible, or holiness is not, you know, what you do with your hair. It's not what you do with your makeup. If you're a lady, it's not what you do with the skirt or the pants or the jewelry or any of that sort of stuff. There's always going to be new do's and don'ts that come into play. But I tell you, when you have been empowered by the Spirit of holiness, you understand that God is good and his mercy endures forever. I remember watching a Twilight Zone episode. It was a black and white. This a long, long time ago. And there was this person, and they were just deemed horrible, ugly by the society that they lived in. But everybody else in that society had a face that looked like a pig. if I remember the episode right, and this lady looked like an actress from Hollywood, and they just deemed her so ugly because they had changed the definition of what beautiful was. By Earth standards, she was beautiful, they were ugly, but by their standards, they were beautiful and she was ugly. Okay? I want to tell you that God wants us to behold him in his beauty. Okay? It also talks about that he wants us to experience the goodness of God, not just in heaven forever, but he wants us to experience the goodness of God in our lifetime down here. Okay? So don't go around looking like you've been baptized in lemon juice. Behold the beauty of the Lord and allow God to cause his beauty to shine out of you. It goes on, and it also says this. Again, this is how David confidently dealt with his enemies. He said, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Let's continue along our path of discussing all of these misconceptions that people have, and one of them is this. You know, they would much rather go to a feast than to a fast. They would rather go to some place to play instead of some place to pray. And David recognized that one of the great things about God was you could go in there and you could ask things of God and he would impart those things to you. You see, there was a lot of different things that made David distinct from the people around him. Okay, let me just tell you this. The reason that Saul ended up in the presence of Samuel is because Saul lost his donkeys. They were just there just a minute ago, and I don't know where they are. And they must have been gone for a while, because no matter where he looked, he could not find those donkeys. David knew exactly where the sheep were, and when a lion and a bear tried to carry off one of those sheep, he went back and he retrieved it. He didn't need a prophetic word. So there was a lot of difference. You know, Saul went into battle, and all of a sudden there was the sound of victory that was going on, and he said, stop asking. Don't ask anything of God right now. We're just going to go and we're going to take the battle to this. David would pray. You know, he was at a town named Keilah. He had rescued them. And he said, "Are they going to turn me over to Saul?" God said, "Yep, sure are." And he said, "It's time for us to go." There were other times when he was facing the Philistines and he inquired of God. He said, "God, you know, what's your strategy for victory in this case?" You know, God gave him a strategy. In the next verse right after that, it says that the Philistines came after him again. And you know what David did? He asked of God, "God, what is your strategy?" Completely different strategy. That's why it's important that we inquire of God. David said, "It doesn't matter what type of enemy I'm dealing with, whether it's a Philistine giant or whether it's a backslidden king that's trying to kill me and thwart God's plan. It doesn't matter if it's people that have arisen in rebellion against me or anything like that." He said, I have this innate, intense desire to spend time in the presence of God, to spend time at the house of God, to remind myself of just how beautiful God is, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of him all the days of my life. It's very important that we remember how beautiful it is to be redeemed of the Lord. In the book of Exodus, Moses was commanded by God. He said, hey, bring this group of people up onto the mountain so that they can see me. I know that I've restricted access, but I want you to bring these people up. And it says they ate with and saw God. They ate with and saw God. Two of those people were the sons of Aaron, and they came down and offered strange fire. They saw how impressive God was, and yet they came down and thought that they could just do whatever they wanted to worship, and it killed them. There was Aaron that was in that group, and he came down, and the children of Israel freaked out because Moses was spending too much time in the presence of God, and he said, here, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a calf. And he stood there and he told the people, he said, this is the God. After he made this golden calf, he said, this is the God that brought you out of Egypt. He forgot everything that he had seen. There were leaders of the tribes of Israel, and they would be some of the people commissioning spies to go in to the promised land when there was spying that was taking place. And when they saw the fortified cities, when they saw the fruit, when they saw the chariots, they saw the people, they came back and they said, wow, we looked like grasshoppers to them. And we seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them. You know what the people were actually saying? Oh, no, the people of God have come here, and it's only a matter of time until God gives them this place. The outcome is already determined because we recognize that they're the people of God. I tell you that story so that you don't forget to behold how good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. That, yeah, Sunday you were worshiping, but I pray that God will create an expectation in your heart that this weekend is going to be even more glorious in his presence, that you will behold the presence of God and you will not forget to inquire of him. That's what David did, and he said, that's the one thing that I'm seeking after all the days of my life. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
There's gonna be times when sin comes knocking up on your door. It's clapping, then it rains like never before.